Stuart, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, I particularly want to talk with you about the exhibition A Century of Ohio Watercolor, now at the Riff Gallery in Columbus. And I also want to catch up with what you've been doing since you retired from the Art Academy a few years ago. But let's start with, how did you become a painter? When did you decide that you would be an artist?
I don't know. It was ever a conscious decision. And I've been asked that question many times, and I've had to think about it a lot because it's hard to pin it down. I found that a lot of the rewards I got when I was in school, elementary school in particular to start with, were when I did illustrations or drawings, or when that became part of the course selection, especially in the science classes. And I did that work. I got a lot of rewards for the work that I did. And I continued to do that throughout the rest of my education and going through elementary, junior, high school. So it continued on to that.
So it was a foregone conclusion.
It was something I did. And I'm still doing it.
Did you come to Cincinnati to join the faculty at the Art Academy?
Yes, I did.
And you were there for a long time.
I was there for 30 plus years, yes.
How do teaching art and maintaining an active career in making art meld? Does one ever get in the way of the other?
There might be some infringement on time on both of them, actually. But I had mentors who all were practicing artists when I was in school at a studio school in Philadelphia. It seemed like the norm to me to teach and work, and I've always done that, and it's never gotten away. Even when I left college before I came out to Cincinnati, working at a job and painting at night, it was just something that you find time, or I found time to do and make it work.
So are you doing any teaching now?
No.
Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah. I did enjoy it. I had some very good students, and that made it worthwhile. And it was nice to see them develop and see where they've gone and what become of them. It's been, in a lot of ways, very satisfying.
What would you say are the major influences that shape your own painting?
Well, like I said, I had mentors in school who worked in certain ways. I look at a lot of images. I focus on a variety of artists at different times and think about the work they've done and how I might be able to relate to that or move from that. And the work progresses from that position for me of what's been done and what I can do and how I can continue to extend the discipline. That's where I am with that.
Well, you work in both oil and watercolor. Do you ever use acrylics?
No. I think I did one painting many years ago in acrylic, and that was it. I've trained in oil, worked in oil. I like the medium. There was a fellow, I can't remember his name now, who said when he was asked about working in acrylic and oil, he says, with acrylics, you got to wait till it dries. With oils, you never have to wait. I thought that was an interesting observation. I like the ability to either work with the paint wet on wet or not, depending on what the process is in the image that I'm after.
What about your work in the Century of Ohio Watercolor Show? Is it recent work?
No, it's work from around 97 or so. It's in a collection at the Springfield Art Museum. It was a watercolor, one of the first of some 30 images I did from the Rubens Variations I was doing. It was maybe the third painting. And it was a study of Rubens' Feast of Venus that's in Vienna. It was a result of an exhibition I had at the Springfield Museum that they acquired it.
I think there are 45 artists represented in that exhibition from all over Ohio. Were you really pleased to be chosen to be the Cincinnati artist?
Well, there was a Jim Dine in the exhibition, and maybe that wasn't noted. But a lot of the work was selected from museums around the state. I'm fortunate to have had a work there. The curator who organized the exhibition is the curator who used to be at Springfield. And so she was familiar with the work. To be invited, it's a privilege, and I appreciated the invitation.
Well, watercolor is one of the most accessible forms of making art. Children do it, and grown-ups do it. Does that translate into a more informed audience for professional watercolor paintings?
I think it's more about what transforms is the image and not the medium. I think it's the image that people relate to more than just the medium. I mean, if we were to think about what we use early, we use a pencil or charcoal is what is initially accessible. It was accessible to me when I was a child. I think that's what is an initial position that people will take. But I think it's the image more than it is the medium that we relate to.
What are the differences in working in oil and working in watercolor?
Well, for me, I use watercolor as a drawing medium mostly. I do it to investigate different things. I use it when I travel because it's a quick medium for me to work with that is easy to take out, use, and put away. I use it as a reference for other images. It's not something I'm always working with in the same way that I am working with oil painting.
Well, I wonder what you would say have been the highlights of your career to date.
Oh, the highlights for me are the fact that I'm still doing it, that I'm able to do it, that I've had a long career making art. It's brought a lot of satisfaction and a lot of pleasure for me to be able to do that. And I look forward to continuing to do it. So the work keeps changing, it keeps evolving. And I don't sit too long in any single place. The work goes in different places. I've never thought of it in terms of a specific style or what to work on. Various things happen in the process of making it work. And if I can respond to it, the work changes. It might only change for a single image or it might change for several, but I don't hold it that there's anything specific that's sacred in terms of that you should do it a certain way or not do it a certain way, or you're locked into a particular kind of image that you have to do. I've never felt that way. I always felt that if something occurs that takes me to a different place, I go to that place.
It sounds as though you're never bored in the studio.
I'm never bored. I'm there often, most of the time.
Are there any upcoming exhibitions on the horizon that you might be part of?
There's a possibility of an exhibition at DAP in a year from now at the university, and there's also a possibility of one in Germany sometime next year as well.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. We'll have to see what happens. I'm not sure what will take place yet.
Well, thanks so much, Stuart, for coming in to talk with us about your very interesting career.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We've been talking with Stuart Goldman, whose work can be seen in the exhibition A Century of Ohio Watercolor at the Rift Gallery in Columbus through April 15th. For more information, see wwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.